Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky will be in the world spotlight Friday and Saturday as thousands of people gather at Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. Today and tomorrow, we visit with trainer Larry Jones, who's had some very successful runs in both races.
Being a Kentucky boy, it's a dream of a lifetime to have one in the Kentucky Derby and to actually, have a shot and think that it may happen. And then, of course, the Kentucky Oaks, a lot of people may not realize it's just the female version of the Derby. It's the female counterpart. And we have been very fortunate. Trained three Kentucky Oaks winners for the former governor of Kentucky, Brereton C. Jones.
Jones says seeing horses you train running the Oaks or Derby is something you never forget.
Well, it really is. And like I said, to have those connections, to be personal friends with the former governor and to get to work alongside with him and with his stock. It's a trip that I never expected to get to be on when I was growing up. It's been very good. It's been very rewarding.
He says he especially has fond memories of the years his horses have won the Kentucky Oaks.
Proud Spell won the 2008 Kentucky Oaks. And then in 2012, we had a filly named Believe You Can. And then in 2015, we had Lovely Maria.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Larry Jones says his career has gone farther than he ever anticipated.
It's far exceeded what I had planned. I mean, I just went out there day by day with the horses. Like I said, I grew up chasing cattle in Western Kentucky on horses. That was good enough for me. And to get to this level, it's just been amazing.
Although Larry and his wife Cindy have spent many years traveling the racing circuit, he says they're ready to spend more time in the Bluegrass State now.
We usually spend the winter in New Orleans, and we would always spend the summertime in Delaware and up on the East Coast and in New York as well. This year we have decided to kind of fold up the wings a little bit and center back in here in Kentucky.
Friday we'll get a trainer's perspective on Derby Day at Churchill Downs. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.